My name is Barbara Ann Briggs, and I am a certified teacher of transcendental meditation and also the author of two books, Pilgrimage on the Path of Love, a novel of visionary fiction, which has been hailed as the perfect amalgamation of spiritual awakening and self-discovery. I'm also the author of The Contribution of Maharshi's Vedic Science to Complete Fulfillment in Life. I'm a poet and a freelance journalist with numerous articles published in many different parts of the world. In this podcast, The Essence of Life, we will begin to understand the meaning of what is actually the essence of life and where can we find it. The essence of life is hidden in the silent source of life itself. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider making a monthly donation. In order to do this, you only click the Support the Show link in the show notes after the podcast. This would be very greatly appreciated. The subject of today's podcast is happiness. I will be reading a dialogue between Ramu and a character called Happiness. And in this dialogue, we will explore the various ways of gaining happiness. This dialogue was written by Swami Satchidananda of Ananda Ashram in Kerala, India, and it is found in his book called Dive Deep and Soar High. Ramu: Hello, Mr. Happiness. Remember me? I am Ramu. I seldom see you these days. Are you very busy? Happiness: I am never too busy. I have plenty of leisure. I never get urgent calls. Ramu: Everybody wants you. Therefore, you must be extremely busy. Happiness: I have kept many assistants. According to the nature of demands, I send my assistants who can do a lot on my behalf. Ramu: When I want you, do you come yourself or only your assistant? Happiness: My assistants meet with 99.9 of the demands. As your demand is also is within this range, I send only a junior assistant to you. Ramu: I know your assistants do come when I call you, but it is only for so short a time that I feel miserable afterwards. Why should they leave me so soon? Happiness: All feel that my assistants and I are in everything and everybody in the world. Our stay with you will depend upon the object through which you enjoy my presence. Ramu: I seek you through many objects. Happiness: Yes, you are after so many objects, thinking that you can have me through them. True, I am there, but only for a short while. When I leave, sorrow inevitably follows. Ramu: Why is it so? Happiness: It is because you choose such objects in which my assistants or very junior assistants have no authority to remain too long. Ramu: Why are they not given authority? Happiness: They have that much power only. Ramu: Why don't you depute them with more powers? Happiness: For that, you must choose the right object. Ramu: Is there any object through which we can have you always? Happiness: Nothing in the world. No man, no woman, no animal, no creature, no sense object, no wealth, and no possessions. Ramu: Then what? Happiness: That is the secret you have to understand. Really, I am not in any object. I, with all my assistants, am within you only. When you contact or possess those objects, you draw me or my assistants from within. You get tired of the objects after using them for a short while. Then you desire to possess another object or to have more of a certain object, like wealth or property. The moment desires come on the scene, I withdraw, leaving you to search for the object you want. So it is clear that you cannot have me constantly from any object.
Though your desire is satiated for the present, and you don't want that object anymore, it is the nature of the mind to desire for it again and again. Your desires drive me away, though you may think, even while desiring, that I am with you, but that is not the real me. Ramu, now I understand. Please tell me how I can have you always, or at least for longer hours. Happiness. You can have me always, only if you don't permit desire to come near you. Be satisfied with whatever is already given to you by Providence. This is called contentment. Ramu, can I become desireless? Happiness, you can if you want me or one of my assistants to be with you for some time. Ramu, can you send one of your assistants for longer periods? Happiness, yes, if some more conditions are fulfilled. Ramu, what are they? The more you love others, the more I am with you. You should love even those who you think dislike you or hate you. You should give love for hate, not just tolerating them, but loving them from the bottom of your heart. Ramu, anything more? Happiness, yes, there are many other conditions also. By your behavior, when your loving words and actions make me manifest in others, making others happy, then be sure I become manifest in you. Don't forget that. If you hurt anybody's feelings by your words or actions and thus make them unhappy, naturally I will leave them and also hide myself in you, watching you pass through misery. So your words and actions and even thoughts must be so loving as to make my presence felt in them. Then you can be sure I will be with you. Ramu, what do you mean by words, actions, and even thoughts? Happiness. You must always, one, think well of others, even if they have done you any harm. Such good thoughts will make me manifest in you. Number two, talk lovingly to everybody. Number three, do only good to one and all according to their needs. If you do these, I will go to them first and then show myself in you. Ramu, this means I must give up all bad qualities and develop all divine qualities. I must become a saint. Is that what you mean? Happiness, the more you develop the divine qualities in you, the longer I will be with you. My presence with you will be to the degree you have developed these divine qualities. If you finally become selfless, when you consider others' comforts more important than yours, I will never leave you. Then it will not be my lieutenants who will be with you, but I myself. The more selfless you become, the longer I will be with you. Ramu, why are you sending only your juniors to me till now? Happiness, because of the objects you chose. They were suitable only for my assistants. Only when the place is suitable for me, I go myself and stay there for a longer time. If you become really selfless, I will be with you always. Ramu, how am I to react when others who are supposed to be obedient disobey me and even insult me? Happiness, if you want me, you should, in spite of their disobedience, give them your love from the bottom of your heart, ignoring all their faults. Understand that they are behaving only according to their nature. Don't react the same way or stoop down to their level. Ramu, is it possible? And if so, how? Happiness, it should be possible if you want me, and it will be possible only if you see divinity in all, humans, animals, all beings and creatures. The same divinity dwelling in you is dwelling in every body and everything. Ramu, if I am not successful, happiness, if you are not successful in imbibing these divine qualities, I will not show my presence in you. Yet even a little success will bring that much of myself to be with you. Ramu, So you say that until I become selfless, I cannot have you always? Happiness, you are right. Till you become egoless, you can have me only for so much time as you progress towards selflessness. Once you are absolutely egoless, when you love everybody as yourself in spite of their weakness, without any distinction of caste, creed, or nationality, whether they are saints or sinners, when you serve them as love should express itself in service, when you become as innocent and guileless as a child, when you have no enemy in the world, when you feel for others as much as you feel for yourself, then I will be ever with you. It is my dharma to be with you, showing myself as one of your ornaments, and I take pride in it. Ramu, your conditions are too hard. How can everybody be absolutely egoless? Happiness, an egoless person gets the maximum of me. He is the one who has transcended the human level and is one with the divine. Even if you cannot reach that state, you can strive to have these divine qualities in the human level. The more you perfect yourself, the more I will be with you. Then you will gradually raise yourself to the divine level, and I will not leave you at all. I become a part and parcel of you. A new episode will be uploaded every few weeks. If you would like to learn more about my work, I'd invite you to go to my website, www.barbaraannbriggs.com. And there you can learn about my books and my YouTube channel. I do have a YouTube channel, which is called Living Wisdom, Barbara Briggs, and you're invited to subscribe to that. It's been a great pleasure to speak to you, and until we meet again, very, very best wishes to you.